This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Jacqueline Govan, last name G-O-V-A-N, first name Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, date of birth 2-27-55, date of visit 6-29-23. This is a 60-year-old present woman who's here for her follow-up on her labs that were ordered at last visit period. She also states that she's still coughing, and although it's less, sometimes it is productive of some yellow sputum period. She completed 5 days of doxycycline and Tessalon pearls, which she had to get pay out of pocket, and she also finished the tapering dose of prednisone period. During that time, patient apparently stayed off the ramipril, but now she's back on it period. History of pressing illness. Patient was seen by Dr. Dave on June the 5th and asked to stop the ramipril and was given doxycycline, prednisone, and Tessalon pearls, which he has completed, period. But patient went back on the ramipril. I'm not sure whether she was just asked to stop during that time or, in my opinion, she should have just stopped it completely, period. She also states that she does not check her blood sugar often. The other night she was feeling bad, and so she checked it in the middle of the night, and the sugar had dropped to 60, period. Past medical history, significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus for a long time, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and it appears that patient already has diabetic retinopathy. On current medications, she's on glipizide 10 milligram twice a day, Traceba 65 units a day, alendronate 70 milligram once a week, simvastatin 20 milligrams once a day, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams a day, aspirin, baby aspirin 81 milligrams one a day, vitamin D 5,000 units a day. She's not taking Farxiga or Xigdeo. On exam, patient is 5 feet 2 inches tall, weight is 203 pounds, blood pressure is 130 over 86. This was after she had coughed a bunch. Pulse 79 per minute, pulse ox 94%, temperature 96.1, BMI 37, right-handed patient, does not smoke or drink or use drugs. Allergy, she's allergic to Levaquin, and metformin gave her GI upset, period. Random acute check, actually it's actually a fasting, although patient had had some cough drops, it's 136. Head normocephalic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or JVP, not distended, lungs quite clear, no wheezing or ronchi heard. Heart is furnished to irregular sandstrom. Extremity, she does have trace pre-tibial edema. Assessment, review of her labs show that patient's A1C is still at 9.1. Fasting blood sugar was 164. Rest of the chemistry was normal. Her urine studies did show albumin creatinine ratio of 109. Assessment, uncontrolled type 2 diabetes mellitus, persistent cough, probably secondary to allergies versus drug-induced from ramipril, period. Other diagnoses include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. Plan, I did review the medication list in detail with her. I will add Montelukast 10 milligrams, one at bedtime for her allergy symptoms. I told her to discontinue the OTC Walmart brand that she's trying. We'll add amlodipine 35 milligrams, one a day in the morning for blood pressure control. We'll DC the ramipril totally, period. I did ask her to check blood sugars 3 times a week fasting and 3 times a week 2 hours after a meal or at bedtime. Record all this and bring it to the next visit. Ideally, patient needs to be on another agent for better control of diabetes, but since she's not really recording blood sugars and she is reporting one hypoglycemic episode, I would like to see her daytime blood sugars before adding an agent, period. She does check some randomly in the morning fasting looks like, and they range anywhere from 130 to 160 as per patient, period. She will return to the office in 4 weeks to with her blood sugar readings for better control of diabetes, period. At that point, we could also assess her cough. Hopefully, it'll respond to the Montelukast, period.